Barbarian Tribes of Rome. The Germanic Gods. Part 1. Wudun. Now the chief deities of the Germanic people are three. Wudun, Tui, and Thor. During the early centuries of the present era, they were all war gods, or assumed the status by this time. The names of these three are still preserved in the names of the days of the week, designations which appear to have been given about the 3rd century. It's not surprising that these deities were thought of as war gods, since those were the times of the most constant strife, and men always make his gods into his own image. It does not follow that they had always been war deities, or many of their former characteristics did not still cling to them in the popular tradition. The identification of Wudun, sometimes Wotan, with Mercury was made chiefly on the basis of comparison of the habit of both deities wandering freely on the earth among the sons of men. Characteristic of Wudun in later Eddic poems, it indicates a connection with the earth-born fertility cult. Wudun is the leader of the hosts of the dead, the spirits which haunt the night and the storm, and who can be heard in the howling of the winds. This is quite clearly an indication of the early connection with the fertility cult. Whether the eagles and wolves attributed to Wudun in Viking days were newly acquired, or whether they were attributes of earlier days, can't be definitively determined. There may even have been a totemistic origin. In any case, they do not belong to Wudun as the sun god. They are symbols of the destroyer, or the returning to the earth mother. The vultures and the wolves devour the slain on the battlefield. Such concepts normally had a strong appeal to the warriors of the Viking Age. On the other hand, the association of Wudun with the horse is so prominent in Eddic poems that it's an indication of a connection with the cult of the sun, since the sun chariot is always drawn by horses. The horses are the sacrificial animals of the sun god. That Wudun is the god of the dead can be referred back to the fertility religion. But Wudun of Germanic warrior in the migration period and of the Vikings is the Wudun of Valhalla, the Wudun who sends his messengers, the Valkyries, and the choosers of the slain to the battlefield. That Wudun is the creation of a time of war. He is a warrior's god, and Valhalla is a warrior's paradise. There the chosen of Wudun engage in battle all day long on the plains. At the close of the day, they are all healed of their wounds and restored to life. They are seated at a banquet table where they can eat and drink until the next day, when they once more go joyfully out to battle. They are the helpers of Wudun in that last battle, the Armageddon of the Germanic Viking belief, Ragnarok. When in the twilight of the gods shall perish, and also the heavens and the earth, and for a time the enemies of the gods will prevail. Then too, this Wudun, Id est Furor, is the symbolization of the fury of the warrior in the storm of conflict, in the intoxication of the destroying and of destruction, the berserker fury of the Viking days. Wudun was supplanted by Tui, who is the Zeus of the gods of the Greeks, and Jupiter to the Romans, the father of the gods, the great ruler of the heavens. This transference and development had probably taken place by the beginning of the present era, since time must be allowed for such a belief to become part of daily life of a warrior, as appears to have been the case by the time of Tacitus. This concept of Wudun would appear to have developed in the west along the Roman frontier, and they have then spread from there to the north, which is a little different. Usually I think of the gods coming south, but in this case, it tends to go to the northern section. So that's Wudun. Next, we'll be going to Tui and Thor. Now, the source for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.